Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Well, shalom aleichem. Peace be with you to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve, and the show is Word for Word for Thursday, September the 1st, 2016. And we're going to be going into the book of Numbers today. Numbers 1 and 2 are scheduled for today, I do believe. Let's do a little preface here to the book of Numbers. It's in Hebrew called Bamidbar. And that means in the wilderness. And it has been changed to Numbers by churchianity because they mustered the troops and counted them. So they called it Numbers, but that's not the Hebrew name for the book. But we're going to go by the Hebrew, and the name of the book is Bamidbar, in the wilderness. There are often several men with the same name in some passages here. And they have to be differentiated by their father's name, son of so-and-so. Because they'll have the same name, like we have the same name, John and Paul and Peter and Steve, you know. Bill, Bill who, you know, that's the thing. Bill son of, Steve son of. That's how you differentiate those. You can compare this text with any translation you're currently using, and you'll notice the difference where the scribes have tampered with the verses. The scribes have done a lot of damage. And these chapters don't necessarily follow the English order. Some chapters have more verses because they've tampered with it. Some have less verses because the verses belong to the prior chapter. So if we get off your current translations, chapter numbers, I'm reading it as it is in the Hebrew, with the Hebrew chapter numbers and the Hebrew verse numbers, and that's how it's being done here. It may not coincide exactly with what you have in front of you, unless you're reading out of my translation on Anglo-Saxon Israel, where it's posted. And the shows are archived on TalkShoe, and I have on the Eurofolk Radio main page a link to all my shows. You can download them or listen to them, and they are in chronological order. They are on Yahweh's Followers blogspot in chronological order. And they're just all over the place. So they're on YouTube. They're on David James' website, which you will want to visit just to see all the really neat stuff that he's got on there. He's really loaded that baby up. It's got everything in the kitchen sink too. So that's a great website. Let's get started with the book of Bamidbar, the book of Numbers. Chapter 1, verse 1. Spoke Yahweh to Moshe in the wilderness, that's one word, 4057, that's Bamidbar, in the wilderness of Sinai, 5514, in the tent of meeting on the first of the second month. In other words, the first day of the second month. In the second year, after they had come forth from the land of Mitzrayim, saying, verse 2, take the heads of all the congregation, 5712, of the children of Israel, after their clans, 4940, by the house of their ancestors or forefathers. Forefathers is more accurate because number one, Ab, is the root for forefathers. Okay. Abotham. That makes it plural. With a count, 4557, of names, 8034. Every male, 2145, by their heads, 1538. Gulgothum. The hill of the skull, Gulgoth. Gulagoth. Okay? Remember that? Calvary? All of this has meanings. It's 1538. It means by the skull, actually, by their heads. Verse 3, from 26242 years of age and upward, 4605, all to go forth in the army, 6635, or host. That's what host means. It means army of Israel. You and Aharon shall number them by their troops. Okay, Saba, 6635. That's the troops. Sibeothom is troops, plural. Saba is army. It's all the same word. Troops, hosts, means the same thing. But army is more accurate because they went out armed and by troops when they left Mitzrayim. With you shall be men of every tribe, 4294. Men that are the head of the house of their forefathers. These are the leaders of their particular tribes. These are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Of Reuben, that's the firstborn son of Israel, Elitzur, 468, the son of Shedeur, 7707. Of Shimeon, Shalumiel, 8017, the son of Suri Shaddai, 6701. Of Yehuda, not Yehuda, Yehuda means Yah is praised, 3063. Nachshon, 5177, the son of Aminadab, 5992. Of Yisachar, 3485, that's Issachar in your English. Netanel, 5417, the son of Suar, 6686. Of Zebulun, 2074. Eliab, 446, the son of Kelon, 2497. Yeah, pardon me while I get a little sip of water here. I get a little dry. My water has a little bit of sea salt in it. And when I sip on it all day long, it gets all the minerals I need into my system, where standard salt has been bleached out and all the minerals have been washed out. Real sea salt, which is not white, it's got some colors and stuff in it from the minerals that are still in there. Very helpful, replaces all your electrolytes, just marvelous stuff. You have to search around to find real sea salt. If it's white salt, it's not real sea salt. It's been bleached and washed and all the minerals taken out of it. Verse 10, of the children of Yosef, that's Joseph, of Ephraim, 669, Elishama, 476, the son of Amihud, 5989. Now these names will all come up later. Of Manasseh, 4519, Gamaliel, 1583, the son of Pedatzur, 6301. Of Binyamin, that's Benjamin, 1144. Abidan, 27, the son of Gideoni, 1441. Of Dan, 1835, Achiezer, 295, the son of Amishaddai, 5996. Of Asher, 836, not Ashur, A-S-H-S-H-U-R, that's the Assyrians. Asher is A-S-H-E-R, 836. Pagael, boy, that's a tongue twister, 6295, the son of Akron, 5918. As much as I've studied Hebrew, some of these words still give me a fit. Sorry, it's a real bear to learn it. It is. 14. Of Gad, Eliasaph, 460, the son of Deuel, or Reuel. It's used, it's the same man, but they use two different spellings. 1845. Of Naphtali, 5321, Akira, 299, the son of Anon, 5881. These were those called, 7121, of the congregation, 5712, leaders, 5387, of the tribes, 4294, of their forefathers, heads of thousands, 505 in Israel. Tribes were really big. They were getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they had all the clans within the tribes. Verse 17. And Moshe and Aharon took these men which were designated 5344 by their names, and they assembled 6950 all the congregation together on the first 259 of the month second, 8145. That's how it reads into Hebrew. It means the first day of the second month in English. But I'm reading it as it is in Hebrew. And I'm the only one that does that. And it seems to be popular by the response to the show. You're getting it straight for a change. And they showed their begetting, 3205. In other words, their parentage, their begetting. After their clans, 4940, by the house of their ancestors, that would be one, again, forefathers, but ancestors fits better here, shows their ancestries. According to the count of their heads, from sons of 20 years old and upward by their names. Verse 19, as commanded 6680 Yahweh to Moshe, he mustered 6485 them in the wilderness of Sinai. Okay, he mustered them as troops because they were called troops. He took a count of the men that they could use for battle so they could figure out what to do with what. So they were just beginning. This was only their second year of freedom. That's a lot to do within 2 years, wandering all over like that. Okay. And they assembled 6950, all the congregation together on the first of the month, second. Okay. Assembled is hikahilu, comes from kahal, to assemble. Now, some other people have ascribed bad things to the word kahal. When it's used by the Jews, yes. When it's used by Israel, no. It's an assembly, a kahal. And the congregation is 5712, and that's Haida. And literally, it says, and all the congregation was assembled. But it's assembled and congregation have been switched here because you couldn't figure it out in English. It's weird. And they showed their beginning. And okay. Verse 20. The sons of Reuben, firstborn, 1060, Bechor. Firstborn of Israel, by their family lineage, 8435, that's Toledot. Generations, lineage, family history. It has several usages, but right here it's their family lineage, the line of their family seed line. Very much listed. They kept accurate records. After their clans, by the houses of their forefathers, by the number 4557 of the names. Okay, and that is Mispar, Bemispar, 4557. That means to number. You'll hear that a lot, so you know what that word is. By the heads, 1538, in other words, literally the skulls, all males, 2145, Zakar, of 20 years old and upwards, from sons that could go forth in the army. They were counting troops because they knew what was coming ahead of them with all the Canaanites. They had to know what kind of force they could put in the field to fight. Verse 21. Those that were mustered of the tribe of Reuben, 40, that's 705, 6, 8337, 1,000, 505, 5, 2568 3967 46,500. I'm giving the Strong's numbers for the numerals that are being used so you can become familiar with them. Verse 22. Of the sons of Shimeon, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the house of their forefathers, by the number of the names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upwards, from sons that could go forth in the army. Okay. Verse 23, those that were mustered of the tribe of Shimeon, 50, 2572, 98672, 1,000, 37969, 100. I've given 1,000 and 100 before, so that's why I'm not doing that with the numbers then. I'll just give the numbers once. You can look them up. They're in your Strong's Concordance and If you're going to go by a King James Bible, I recommend the Word Study series, which gives you all the Strong's numbers for all the words up above each word in both Old and New Testament. And it's got a dictionary that goes with it. You have to be careful with the dictionary. It's very churchianityized, okay? Their translations are skewed toward Judeo-Christianity. But it'll give you the proper spelling and the tense and the whole bit. It's good research for material. Not all of it is perfectly accurate, but hey, you know, you can learn a lot from it. It's got a lot of stuff in it. I have a whole set. I really like it. I've used it. I'm going to have to get a new Old Testament because I've marked it up so much that I really need to get a new one. You know, the dictionary, not so much, but the Bible itself, doing these translations, boy, oh boy. I've worked that poor Bible over. Hey, they're to be used. You're supposed to use them and study them. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you'll enjoy it. Okay, let's go to the sons of Gad. Verse 24, of the sons of Gad, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the house of their forefathers, by the number of the names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upwards, from son that could go forth in the army. That repeats over and over and over and over for each family. Those mustered of the tribe of Gad, 45,650. Verse 26, of the sons of Yehuda, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the houses of their forefathers, by the number of the names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upwards, from sons that could go forth in the army. Verse 27, those that were mustered of the tribe of Yehuda, 70, that's 7657, 74,600. Verse 28, of the sons of Yisachar, that's Y-I-S-S-A-S-C-H-A-R. They have Issachar in the King James. That's not how it's spelled. Of the sons of Yisachar, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the houses of their forefathers, by the numbers of names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upward, from sons that could go forth in the army. Those that were mustered of the tribe of Issachar, 54,400. Verse 30, of the sons of Zebulun, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the houses of their forefathers, by the number of names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upwards, from sons that could go forth in the army. I told you this repeats over and over. Verse 31, those that were mustered of the tribe of Zebulun, 57,400. 32, of the sons of Yosef, not Joseph, Yosef, with a Y, of the sons of Ephraim, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the house of their forefathers, by the number of the names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upwards, from sons that could go forth in the army. Verse 33, those that were mustered of the tribe of Ephraim, 40,500. Verse 34, of the sons of Manasseh, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the houses of their forefathers, by the number of the names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upwards, from sons that could go forth in the army. Verse 35, 5, those that were mustered of the tribe of Manasseh, 32,200. Verse 36, of the sons of Binyamin, that's the last son that was born to Israel, the youngest son, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the house of their forefathers, by the number of names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upward, from sons that could go forth in the army. Verse 37, those that were mustered of the tribe of Binyamin, 35,400. Now they go out of order here. Verse 38, of the sons of Dan, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the house of their forefathers, by the number of names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upward, from sons that could go forth in the army, those that were mustered of the tribe of Dan, 62,700. They're getting quite a number of people here. This is quite a big bunch, because they're going to have to face some wicked enemies coming up. Chapter 40. Of the sons of Asher, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the house of their forefathers, by the number of names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upwards, from sons that could go forth in the army. 41. Those that were mustered of the tribe of Asher, 41,500. Verse 42. Of the sons of Naphtali, by their family lineage, after their clans, by the house of their forefathers, by the number of names, by heads, all males from 20 years old and upward, from sons that could go forth in the army. Verse 43, those that were mustered of the tribe of Naphtali, 53,400. Verse 44, these were the mustering which Moshe and Aharon mustered, the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one was for the house of his forefathers. 45, so were all those that were mustered of the sons of Israel by the houses of their forefathers, from 20 years old and upwards, from sons that could go forth in the army of Israel. 46, all those that were mustered were 603,550. This was just warrior age men. This was not the women and the kids. This was not the Lewium. We'll get to that in the next verse. This was not any of the mixed multitude that was still hanging around. This is just Israelite men from 20 years old and upward. There was a whole lot more with women and kids, and servants and slaves. Verse 47, but the Lewium, 3881, not the Levites, it's Lewium, L-E-W-I-Y-Y-I-M. That's a plural version of Lewi, which is a different number. The Jews have changed the Waw to a Vav. They have altered the spelling and the pronunciation of what they present as Hebrew. Don't trust anything they present you, okay? Be very skeptical and look up the original spellings. It'll give you the original spellings in that word study series that I mentioned by AMG Publishers. I recommend it. I also use, for my reading Bible, the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research, out of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and South Africa. You can find them online. It is a Holy Name Bible. It has all the names of the people in the Hebrew spelling, all the proper names of places in the Hebrew spelling. It has a lot of the stuff in the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, the covenant that is new. Okay, that's what that means. It has the name of Yahshua in Hebrew. It has the name of Yahweh in Hebrew. It has all the names of the Hebrew disciples in Hebrew. Not the Greek. The Greek is a copy of the original Hebrew and Aramaic. Those copies fell apart. We don't have anything except a scrap of Matthew and some of the other stuff, just little pieces and parts. We don't have the whole Hebrew text for the New Testament. They copied it in the Greek and they had to substitute a lot of words. So if you're going to read the New Testament, learn the Hebrew mindset from the Old Testament, then you understand what they were talking about, because the Greek is not necessarily an accurate translation. The name of Iesus came into being. The name is Yahshua. He is Messiah, not Jesus. Okay? But that came in through the Vulgate, the Latinized, and then into the English and the Spanish, Jesus, Jesus in the English. Not the name. Incorrect. You're speaking about somebody that didn't exist. It's not Jesus. It's Yahshua. Okay. Verse 47. But the Lewium, 3881, after the tribes of their forefathers were not mustered among them. Okay. 48. Because Yahweh had spoken to Moshe, saying, 49, only you shall not muster the tribe of Levi, nor take the sum of them among the sons of Israel. Verse 50, but you shall appoint the Lewium over the tabernacle, 4908, of testimony, 5715, and over all the vessels, 3627, of it, and over all things of it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all the vessels of it, and they shall minister, 8334, in other words, provide service to it, and shall encamp, 2583, round about the tabernacle. Okay? We're going to get in to the camp arrangements in the next chapter, chapter 2. But the Levites, the Lewium, were in the center surrounding the tabernacle. Okay? Verse 51, when the tabernacle moves forward, 5265, the Lewium shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, 2538, the Lewium shall set it up, 6965. And the foreigner, 2114, that comes near shall be put to death, 4191, including other Israelites. Other Israelites didn't just walk up to the temple. That was for the Lewium. And the sons of Aharon were the only ones that are allowed to go inside. The foreigner means strange or foreign to the law. Not a racial alien in this instance. That means foreigner. Anybody that was not of that tribe could not approach. They would kill another Israelite because they would be profaning the temple, and their loyalty was to Yahweh and Yahweh only. verse 52. The children of Israel shall pitch their tent, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard. 17:14. Remember that word, write down standard. 17:14, because I'm going to give you a big explanation about that in the next chapter. By his own standards throughout their army, 6635, or hosts. Verse 53, but the Lewium shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there shall be no wrath, 71:10, upon the congregation of Israel, and the Lewium shall keep the charge, 4931, of the tabernacle of testimony. In other words, if anybody else other than Levite or an Aharoni of the children of Aharon went in there, Yahweh would be angry and he'd take it out on all of Israel. It was their charge to protect that tabernacle. And they would kill you, no matter who you were. Remember, Levi, you think of a priest, warm and fuzzy, touchy feel. No, Levi and Shimeon were the ones that killed all those in Shechem when they raped Dinah. Remember that? Oh, boy, they were warriors, warrior priests. They were rough, man. Whoa. They'd stick some steel in you. Verse 54, and the children of Israel did according to all that Yahweh commanded Moshe, so did they. Now, the tabernacle of testimony is also called the tent of meeting. It's interchangeable. It was a tent. 2538, when they say they pitched, it means pitching a tent. And the Lewium were in charge of setting up the tabernacle, which when erected, housed the Ark of the Covenant, also called the testimony. And 21:14, as applied in context here, means anybody not of the sons of Aharon. Now we're going to get into chapter 2, and I'll explain where that standard comes from. Now, Bertrand Comparé did a big dissertation on the standards of the tribes of Israel. This showed where they would camp. Now, I'm going to give this to you first so you will understand what the heck I'm talking about. All right. You're going to have three tribes camping on the north of the tent of meeting. You're going to have three tribes camping on the south of the tent of meeting at a distance from the tent of meeting, which was surrounded by the Lewium. You will have three tribes on the east at a distance, and three tribes on the west. Well, two half-tribes and the tribe of Benjamin. On the north, you will have the tribe of Dan, Asher, and Naphtali, and the ensign, the standard, the battle standard, was an eagle. On the south, you would have Reuben, Shimeon, and Gad. And the standard was an Adam, a man. On the tribes camping on the west toward the Mediterranean Sea, that means seaward, you have the two half-tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh, and the tribe of Benjamin, and the battle standard was a bull or an ox. And on the east, at a distance, you will have the tribes of Yehuda, Issachar, and Zebulun. And the tribal standard was the lion, as Yehuda was the lion of the desert. They were their standard was the lion. Same way Dan's standard was the eagle. And Reuben's standard was an Adam. And Ephraim and Manasseh's standard was a bull or ox. Okay? So this is how they were set up. Let's get into this. It's not a long chapter. So now you understand what I'm talking about when I'm speaking of this. And it'll all come to pass here. Give me a hit of my salt water. And here we go into chapter 2 of Numbers. Spoke Yahweh to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, verse 2, every man by his standard, 17:14, with the ensign 226 of the house of his forefathers shall pitch 2583 the children of Israel far off 5048 all around 5439 the tent of meeting they shall pitch. And here's how they camped. Verse 3, and on the east 6924 side 2583 toward the sunrise 4217. Okay. And where we go? I want to get that. Verse 3. Mizrach. That's sunrise. Mizrach. So when they talk about sunrise, that's the rising of the sun. That's Mizrach. Was the standard of the camp, 4264, of Yehuda and their army, 6635. And the leader, 5387, of the children of Yehuda, Nachshon, son of Aminadab. And this is not in the Hebrew, but I put this as a note. Their standard was a lion. And their army of those mustered 74,600. And pitched next to them was a tribe of Issachar. And the leader of the children of Issachar, Nathaniel, son of Zuar. And their armies of those mustered 54,400. Verse 7, the tribe of Zebulun. And the leader of the children of Zebulun, Eliab, son of Kelon. And their armies of those mustered 57,400. It's reiterating those musterings, okay? Verse 9, all that were mustered of the camp of Yehuda, 186,400. These shall be the first, 7223, to move forth, 5265. In other words, when the cloud came up from the tabernacle and Yahweh signaled that they were to move, they were the first to move out. Verse 10, the standard of the camp of Reuben on the south side, 8486, with their armies and the leaders of the children of Reuben, Elitzur, son of Shedaur. And again, their standard was an Adam, a man, okay? Verse 11, and their armies of those mustered 46,500. Those which pitched by them, the tribe of Shimeon, and the leader of the children of Shimeon, Shalumiel, son of Zuri Shaddai. And their armies of those mustered 59,300. And the tribe of Gad. And the leader of the children of Gad, Eliasaph, son of Reuel. 7467. There it's got Reuel instead of Deul. Same guy. Verse 15. I don't know why they spelled it different. Verse 15. And their armies of those mustered, 45,650. Verse 16. All those mustered in the camp of Reuben, 151,450 of their armies. In the second rank, that's one word, 8145, second rank, they would move forth. They followed the first rank. Okay. 17. Then shall move forth the tent of meeting in the camp of the Lewium, in the middle, 8432, of the camp. As they pitch, so shall they move forth, each man at hand by his standard. Verse 18. The standard of the camp of Ephraim with their armies on the seaward, 3220 side, that's toward the Mediterranean Sea, and the leader of the children of Ephraim, Elishama, son of Amihud, and their standard was an ox or a bull. Verse 19, and their armies of those mustered, 40,500. Verse 20, and by them the tribe of Manasseh, and the leader of the children of Manasseh, Gamaliel, son of Pedahzur. Verse 21, and their armies of those mustered, 32,200. Verse 22, and the tribe of Binyamin, and the leader of the children of Binyamin, Abidan, son of Gideoni. Verse 23, and their armies of those mustered, 30,500. 24, all that were mustered of the camp of Ephraim, 108,100 of their armies in the third rank, 79,70. They would move forth. They were number three when they moved out. Verse 25, the standard of the camp of Dan on the north, 6828, and their armies, and the leader of the children of Dan, Achir, son of Amishaddai, and their standard was an eagle. Verse 26, and their armies of those mustered, 62,700. 27, those that pitched by them from the tribe of Asher, and the leader of the children of Asher, Pagiel, 6275, son of Achron, 5918. And their armies of those mustered, 41,500. Verse 29, and the tribe of Naphtali, and the leader of the children of Naphtali, Akira, 299, son of Anon, 5881. 30, and their armies of those mustered, 53,400. Verse 31, all of those mustered in the camp of Dan, 157,600. To the rear, 314, they shall move forth with their standard. They came up in the back. Okay. Verse 32, these 428 that were mustered of the children of Israel, of the house of their forefathers, all mustered in their camps of their armies, 603,550. Verse 33, the Lewium were not mustered. In other words, they weren't counted among the warriors, but they would fight. Oh yeah. Among the children of Israel, as commanded Yahweh to Moshe. Verse 34, and did the children of Israel all that commanded Yahweh to Moshe, so they pitched by their standards, so they moved forth, each man with their clans, 49:40, with the house of their forefathers. So what you've got one tribe in the middle at the tent of meeting. That's the Levites. You got three tribes on the north, Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. Three tribes on the south, Reuben, Shimeon, and Gad. Three tribes on the east, Yehuda, Issachar, and Zebulun. And one tribe, actually, of Joseph, and one tribe of Binyamin on the west, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Binyamin. So, one in the middle, three on the north, three on the south, three on the east, and two tribes on the west, because Ephraim and Manasseh were one tribe of the tribe of Joseph. So, that makes all 12, and with Benjamin, that's 12. And your references on this chapter, on verse 1, you can reference Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10, and chapter 10, verse 14. Verse 34, you can reference Revelations 4, verses 6 and 7, and Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 5 and 10. And this is how they would move forth throughout all their journeys. When they went out, they went out in this order as commanded by Yahweh. So he had everything set up the way he wanted it. Nobody was going to mess with it. He gave a command, this is how you're going to go forth. So that's that. And they obeyed. I mean, they'd seen all these miracles and had all these punishments and had people rebel and get fried. I mean, priests. Two priests got burned up. Yahweh wasn't fooling, and they had that pretty well figured out. So they were going to go forth, and they were going to protect the Ark of the Covenant and the tabernacle. And these guys were all armed. Swords, spears, shields, bows, all of it. They did all of this stuff as they were going out. Because if you remember, in Exodus, they went out from Mitzrayim armed. They were packing. And of the weapons of the day. They were not kidding around. They knew Yahweh told them through Moshe what they were going to be facing. You got all these Canaanites, and you're going to have the Rephaim and Anakim and then all these Eams, Emims, and the giants and the wild beasts and whatever. No grocery stores, no paved roads, no guaranteed water, no guaranteed food, no guaranteed shelter during sandstorms, no guarantees. They were in the wilderness. And I do mean wilderness. If you've ever seen any photographs of that land where it's not inhabited, it's rough country, hard country. And that's even for us today with all the gewgaws and gadgets that we've got. Imagine being primitive Israel, paleo Israel, just coming out of Mitzrayim with nothing and then having to go through all this stuff. They accumulated all this stuff, a lot of it. They went out armed and they had a lot of possessions. But they had, in a couple of years, been procreating like mad. and had a lot of kids, and they had all this mixed multitude. We'll get into the mixed multitude. We're going to see what the mixed multitude did with them in this book, because it's going to show you clearly that they were the ones that complained, oh, we had this to eat and that to eat, and now you brought us out here to kill us. And they weren't Israel, and they led Israel into sin. Now, what did Yahweh say? What did he say? Don't make covenants with these people. Don't fool these people. They will lead you into sin. They will pervert your religion. They will do this. They will do that. Well, they influenced Aharon, and he made a golden calf. And then they're complaining. They're going to whine and cry and give Israel a hard time. It hasn't changed. Same deal today. If we were left to ourselves, we would have minor squabbles, and that would be it. But we've got a Talmudized system, a Babylonian Talmud system we're living under. No righteousness, all about usury and gain and greed, and not Yahweh worship. So that's what we're dealing with. And you see the evil we had today. They had the same thing back then. They were stiff-necked back then and rebellious back then, and we're stiff-necked and rebellious today. Come on. We are in such trouble because of our disobedience. Yahweh just doesn't punish us randomly for nothing. He's not sadistic. He's not evil. He's not Baal. He's a loving father. But doggone it, a father has to spank his kids when they misbehave. And have we not misbehaved? And are we not his children? Come on, Israelites. We sure are. And we've been disobedient. We continue to be disobedient. And all this show is about is reading the scriptures to you and trying to exhort those of you who have not made a decision into coming back and being an Israelite and worshiping Yahweh as he is supposed to be worshiped. I'm not trying to shove anything down your throat. I'm just trying to exhort you to righteousness like it says we're supposed to. We're supposed to do this, those that are called to preach. I don't preach out of anger, although I get angry, but I get angry at our enemies for doing this to us. And I get a little angry with us for falling for it. I will admit that. I get a little upset because I care about my brothers and sisters. I really do. And I want to see you in the kingdom. I really do. With the rest of us sheep that believe. And to those that do believe and listen faithfully and study along with me, Yahweh bless you. I'm so happy for you that you are getting something out of this. So we'll get into chapter 3 and 4 tomorrow. And I will say Shalom Aleichem to all of you, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. See you tomorrow.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus, go.